Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, let's bring in Captain Darryl Carpenter. And Darryl, boy, you heard about the red snapper that's been set, the season and the quota, and you might go back to fishing some snapper because Grand Isle is a place where a lot of those snapper trips begin.
Yeah, especially early in the season, Don, because they're good and close early in the season. So, you know, it could be something that I guess I got to go buy me some more offshore rods.
Yeah, well, that's a generous limit, 7 days a week, 4 fish per person, and opening early in April, so that's good news. Well, give me some good news about fishing down there. What's happening? Fish starting to move in north?
Well, Don. In fact, I woke up this morning, and I'm like, oh, good, this was a spineless front that passed through here. But the wind just made it switch in the last 30 minutes, and it's starting to pick up a little bit, so, you know, unfortunately, Saturday and Sunday's going to probably be out, so another weekend. But, man, look, in them calm days that we're getting, we're not even running that far north. We've been more concentrating on things that are closer to the island just to see what's going on. And, like, I mean, pre-front, the water down here, it come up to about 70 degrees or a little bit higher. And, they're not ganged up yet, but, man, there's been a lot of trout showing up right around the island. I mean, kind of close to it, working around these rocks and stuff that are behind the island, working around the island points, which is the typical early spring pattern if you want to stay close. And like I said, it's not a one-stop shop. You're going to work the trolling motor. You're going to have to cover some ground. But, man, there's been a lot of trout showing up around Grand Isle. And, you know, it has been the story the last couple of years that early season bite especially has been more of your trophy bite. It's been some really nice fish, very few throwbacks, if any. And we keep this weather pattern going where it's been warm, and I think probably another 3, maybe 4 weeks. We're going to put the shrimp boat in the water here, you know, next day or so. So we'll get a look and see how thick the bait's getting here around the island. I'm starting to see some surface action, some mullets and stuff ganging up. So it's going to be, I mean, we're right on the cusp of it just breaking loose.
Darryl, a popular technique down in that area is to follow the birds. You know, the fish drive the bait up to the top, and then it attracts the seagulls, and it turns, and you got a racket, and it's all going on, and it's going to be some fast and furious fishing. About when do you think that'll be starting up, looking for birds?
That's probably going to be, we'll probably start seeing our first set of birds when those, we're kind of waiting to see what the brown shrimp season is going to be like, but that's more than likely going to be more of a, late April, May thing is when you'll start seeing your first flock showing up. Right now, you know, if you travel north into the marsh, every now and then you'll pass one of those marsh ponds that you'll see a flock of birds in them, and that's those baby brown shrimp and or, you know, this time of the year the birds will work on those glass minnows on the anchovies. But you're going to start seeing the birds in the marsh, in the marsh ponds, chasing them little baby browns. That'll be your first indication that, hey, it's about to bust loose. But look, with this water temperature at 70 degrees already, those shrimp ought to be growing good. We're just, brown shrimp don't like fresh water. We had a drought last year. The marsh stayed real salty. So we're hoping for a really good brown shrimp season, which means a lot of them. When they start ganging up, the trout start picking on them, it drives them to the top, there's the birds. You just got to be real stealthy. I see a lot of people run right up into a flock of birds. And man, you got to work the wind and the current when it comes to them. You got to shut it down a little ways from them and just kind of drift into them. If not, you're going to spook them.
And hope it's not gaff tops and that it's trout, huh? Darryl, we're going to wrap up the first hour here. Give us your contact info real quick.
Well, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got RealScreamers.com. Or they can just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. And the wind's supposed to blow pretty good for the next 2 days, so we got nothing but time to talk on the phone.
There you go. Thank you, Darryl. Appreciate your reports.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.